علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, and we are discussing about the very important topic, and the topic is the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in Nahjul Balagha. And we are basing our sessions on the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the khutbah number 192, or the sermon number 192 in Nahjul Balagha, which is also known as the sermon of Qasi'ah. And in this sermon, towards the second half of the sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the reasons why societies flourished and why they got destroyed and why they got degraded. And these are some very important lessons for humanity to take into consideration, especially that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned certain divine norms, certain divine overruling principles that exist in the way societies progress and in the way societies underdevelop, and how they fall and plummet to a lower level. And in the previous session, we talked about certain things that Imam Ali alayhi salam told us to ponder upon. How, for example, in what situations a community flourished and how it progressed. So he mentions certain important points regarding unity and having a united front, which inshallah we shall explain today.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, فانظروا كيف كانوا حيث كانت الأملاء مجتمعة. Imam Ali tells us, look at them and see what was their state when they were together, when their groups, when their different, you can say factions of the society had one aim, gathered together for one purpose and to continue one goal. وَالْأَهْوَاءُ مُتَّفِقَةٌ. When the different feelings and wishes and whims and desires of people were only one issue. And also he goes on to say, وَالْقُلُوبُ مُعْتَدِلَةٌ, and when the hearts were all following one path, وَالْأَيْدِي مُتَرَادِفَةٌ, and the hands were, you know, were together, all of the hands as if they were together in rows, performing the same thing towards the same aim and objective, helping one another. وَالسُّيُوفُ مُتَنَاصِرَةٌ, and when the swords were helping one another. So there were people with swords, but these people who had picked up arms, they were actually aiding one another and helping one another. وَالْبَصَائِرُ نَافِذَةٌ, and when the vision of the people and their insight was deep and strong, was penetrating, وَالْبَصَائِرُ نَافِذَةٌ, they had sharp eyes to be able to see the reality, to be able to determine the enemy, to be able to determine the path, to be able to see where the enemy is trying to infiltrate and cause problems. وَالْعَزَائِمُ وَاحِدَةٌ, and when all the intentions and all the wills were one, they had gathered to one will. There was no difference, there was no division in that. There was one aim. And when they were together like this, when the hands were together, when the hearts were together, when the wishes and wants were together, when their swords were together, and their arms were ready to help each other, and all of their eyes and their vision was strong, their understanding and awareness was deep, then we see that there was a lot of good coming from them.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, when these people, when their hearts, their wills, their swords, their vision, and all of this was deep, firm, and entrenched in strong principles, when they were there together to help each other, and they didn't have that state of disunity, then Imam Ali alayhi salam asks us this question. He says, أَلَمْ يَكُونُوا أَرْبَابًا فِي أَقْطَارِ الْأَرَضِينَ, weren't they the masters and the lords in different parts of the world, in different times and in different eras? وَمُلُوكًا عَلَى رِقَابِ الْعَالَمِينَ, weren't they then the kings upon humanity? And yes, we realize, yes, they were. When they were in this situation where their wills were together, where their hearts were together, where their intentions were together, where they had depth and insight into what they wanted to go towards, then definitely Allah made them the kings. He made them higher above others. He gave them that ability to guide and to be for example, the role models for societies to follow. So now Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that it is you now and taking lesson from what happened to the past. Because what happened in the past and the reasons that those things happened are things that will repeat themselves again. In the sense that because there are general principles that govern changes in the society, these principles mean that if similar causes reoccur at any point in time, then the same effects will happen. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, give us this united front towards dealing with our issues and the progress in our societies. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه